Hi, I'm here because, I want to start a new sports team at the school.
Okay. You've come to the right place, I guess. What kind of team are you interested in starting?
Well, ever since I was very little, I've loved bowling. And you know, we have a bowling alley in the Student Activity Centre. But, oddly enough, we don't have a bowling team or a bowling club or anything like that.
I've never thought about it. But now that you mention it, you're right. You do realise that the university offers a couple of bowling leagues for students, however, right? I think they're on Tuesday and Sunday nights, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, you're right. I actually bowl on the league that takes place Sunday nights. I have a late class on Tuesday that prevents me from making the other league, but, you know, it's a social league. It's not meant to be competitive.
And you're looking for something more?
I mean, I love to have fun. Who doesn't? But there's a football team for students who want to compete against other universities. There are athletic teams, swimming teams, basketball teams, rugby teams. There's even a billiards team, I've heard.
So you're looking to start a team to represent McMaster's University then?
Yeah.
OK. Well, let me ask. Do other schools have teams, or is this something you're going to have to convince other universities to get on board with?
No, lots of other unis have teams. I've done some research on this, and there are around 25 university teams in the country. Most of them are at larger universities, but I think we could totally support our own team here if we got word out about it. I've spoken to a few of the good bowlers in the league here on campus, and there's quite a bit of interest.
I may be able to help you out. First off, are you familiar with the difference between varsity sports and club sports teams here?
I've heard the terms, but, not really.
So varsity sports programmes are fully funded by the university. Players don't have to pay for travel, sports equipment, or anything else. All of our major sports teams are varsity sports. Then there are club sports. You mentioned the billiards team, which is a club sport. Club sports teams pay their own way. That means travel costs, equipment costs, tournament fees, everything. It comes out of your own pocket.
I imagine that becoming a varsity sport isn't an option, which is fine. I'm pretty sure interested students won't mind paying. We can just take the train to other schools, and renting bowling lanes isn't that expensive.
OK then. Well, to become a club sport, the team will first need to become an officially recognised club on campus. You'll need organisational officers, like a president, secretary, and treasurer. And you'll also need a written set of bylaws for your group. Plus, you'll need to put together a list of at least 50 students, like a petition.
But the team would only be 5 or 6 players, not 50.
Sure, but people who aren't going to be on the team can still sign the petition. It's just to show that there's a large enough interest among the student body to make the team happen.
I see. Well, I don't think that would be a problem. I can probably get all that in place by next semester.
And you said other schools have teams already. When do they compete?
In the winter. The university bowling season runs from around November to March.
Well, at the latest, I'd recommend getting all of your documentation turned in by the first week of fall semester. That way, my office will have time to review it, grant your group club status.
And we'll need time to practice and hopefully find a coach.
Plus you'll need to contact the organisers, the people who organise the competitions between the university teams.
Right, although I'm not really sure how to go about that.
How about this? I can call around to my counterparts at other universities and find out who the point person is and get in touch with them. Since I represent the university, how can I put this? I feel like they'll take me more seriously since I'd be asking them in an official capacity.
I completely understand. That'd be great if you could help us out.
OK then, let me do some asking around and I'll be in touch about what I've found.
Sounds good. Thanks again.
No problem. Have a good day.